Support for GLT's Grow comes from Wendell Niepegan Greenhouses, a huge selection of plants, gardening tools, and lawn and garden advice at Wendell Niepegan's on Fox Creek Road in Bloomington, where you're more than a customer, you're a friend. Details at niepegans.com. This is GLT.
This time of year, trees are supposed to start losing their leaves, but summer leaf loss? What does that indicate? I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field, from the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences. He's Patrick Murphy. Hi there, Murph.
Hello, Laura.
Today on GLT's Grow, we have a question from Dave in Kansas. He has a katsura tree, which apparently isn't planted terribly often. And he says they have one in their backyard in full sun, so they get 12 hours or so of sun, mm-hmm. and some wind as well. He says it's been a pretty dry summer in eastern Kansas, so it has suffered. However, he said some rain in the past few weeks, he says it's starting to re-leaf from all branches. And the question is it too late for a tree like that to re-leaf? Because we're almost into fall here.
Okay.
Dave says he thought it was dead and gone for the last month, but it's back and kicking. It's been in the ground for 2 years, and so he thinks maybe it's still trying to establish. It's probably 10 or so feet tall, and the soil is clay. So we got a mystery going on here.
There's a lot going on there, and some of the clues to this mystery are enclosed in the description of the problem. I think it's interesting that it's been dry there in the spring, because
mm-hmm.
that's a
condition. In the summer? Mm-hmm.
During the summer and the growing season so far. I think that's the majority of the problem with this particular katsura tree.
You mean like the tree is dried out so the leaves abandon ship?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean. So if it's a newer tree, okay, so Laura, you and I go out as respective homeowners and we each buy a tree and we take it home.
Mm-hmm.
You water yours diligently month after month for a couple of years. I don't. What will happen is those trees will still be standing likely in 2 or 3 years, but the tree that I failed to water will have a dismal canopy of leaves, and it's weakened, where yours would be full and have bounty, and it would look normal and healthy. My weak tree could be a victim of stress from lack of water. It loses its leaves, and then the leaves reemerge when rain or irrigation comes. Now, the real problem is going to be, will those leaves harden off in time for the winter? Well, the new growth on the stem, the leaves, of course, are going to senesce and die, but the little stem ends and the little branch ends where this newest growth is at, it has to harden off to survive the winter. And then everything goes back to normal in the following spring. So this katsura tree, you want to be watching it again in this coming spring. Go out and buy a gator bag for this tree. It needs it. Katsura trees are a tree that is recommended for spring planting and that it is irrigated thoroughly during the spring.
So is a katsura tree kind of tricky?
Actually, they're not. So let's talk about that for a second, Laura.
Okay.
We've talked about adaptable plants before. They're plants that are not from where they're planted, but they'll work there. Katsura tree is the Cercidophyllum japonicum. They're commonly found in Japan.
Oh.
And mountainous Pacific areas. So if you haven't been to Japan, it feels very tropical there, but they have mountains and forests and snow up high. And that's the region that you might find this tree. In the United States, you can find them planted in botanic gardens and in people's yards all the way from Maine to Georgia.
Wow.
So that's the top to the bottom of the United States. We're right in the middle. Kansas, our neighbor to the west, right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Geographic center of the nation is in Kansas. So it's not because it's in a tough spot. It's not because it's not weathering the heat of the summer, because it does that in Georgia. It's not because it's not weathering the heat of the winter, because it's doing that in Maine. It's because it's not getting enough water, most likely at the crucial time of the year, spring to summer. That's what you got to fix.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, helping Dave with his katsura tree.
So this is what you should expect, Dave and everyone. Katsura is an awesome tree, okay? It's a right tree, right place tree, because this tree is going to get big. It's going to be 60 feet tall.
Oh,
my goodness. 100 feet tall.
Whoa!
Because they're known to be that large. But let's say 50 to 60 feet, equally wide. can be just as wide. They grow with a pyramid-shaped crown, very distinctive-shaped crown, similar to, say, a linden. There's a little leaf linden has that shape. That lends towards architectural landscape display.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had a nice alley or a nice row of Katsura trees, that would convey a very specific feeling. And
what's that feeling?
It's an arranged order.
Okay.
It's a deliberate order because
it's very formal.
Geometric form. Mm-hmm. Even though it's a naturalized plant, you know, it's made of nature, it has that predictable pyramid shape. So if you had a bunch of those, you're reinforcing a shape, you're conveying a feeling. The simple round leaf of the Katsura tree is very much similar to that of a red bud. It's just a very simple round leaf. When the new leaves emerge in the spring, they have a purplish tint, and then they turn to their blue-green color. That's what I think is fantastic about these trees.
Blue-green.
So when you visit our quad in the Fell Arboretum and you compare all the leaves and the textures, you get the chartreuse limey green from the catalpa. You get dark, rich greens from some of the oaks. And then there's this blue-green. Blue putty colors are very popular right now in the design world. And I think this tree would take front stage because of that. It has a great medium to fast growth rate.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of times fine trees are slow growers, oaks mm-hmm. and ginkgos, you know,
yeah.
Beech, very slow growing compared to other trees. That's what we should talk about sometime. What does slow growing mean? But anyway.
Okay.
The winter character is nice, too, because of the specific shape of the crown. It's still visible when the leaves are gone. Plus, it has this planking, shaggy bark that gives it this winter character. This fall, you can expect to see a yellow to an apricot color. So that's a yellow with a little bit of orange or red mixed in there. And if you look up propagation information about this tree, you'll see that the seeds are viable. This papery little winged seed is easy to grow, but they stress oftentimes to make sure this plant is watered thoroughly during the early parts of the growing season and into the summer.
Well, do you think that Dave can rescue this tree?
I think that he very well could, and what I was going to offer too is after this set of leaves has senesced and fallen off for the fall, spray the skeleton of that tree with an antidesiccant. An antidesiccant's like Wiltproof, which is a name brand. Antidesiccants protect the plants from winter wind burn. You need to do all you can to kind of baby this tree to make sure that you get a new set of leaves in the spring. Keep it irrigated. So if you have another dry spring and summer, Gator Bag can fix that.
Gator Bag is like that big green like diaper that people put on.
Yes, exactly. Okay. The tree diaper. I love it, Laura. Let's call them that from now on.
The tree diaper.
The darn tree diapers. And this is a relatively clean tree. You know, it's going to drop a little bit after a windstorm or a weather event, but compared to other trees, it's relatively clean. And I just think it's a great tree, and I think that he's got a good situation on his hands there. And to know what to expect next year, you can take some steps to be more successful.
Okay, yeah. So water, water, water. If you're going to be putting a new one in.
That's right.
Water, 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 and not just for a few days.
For a few years. It takes the tree a while to become established, and any help you give it, you'll get paid back big time.
Okay. Well, good luck with it, Dave. I hope your Katsura tree comes back grandly. Next week on GLT's Grow, the three weeds you must keep out of your yard. If you've got a gardening question or problem that you'd like to hand over to Murph, just go to our website, wglt.org/grow, fill in the form, and send it along to us. It's possible that Murph will answer your question on the air here on GLT. But we would love to hear from you. You got to submit those questions at wglt.org/grow.